KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, the state high school baseball tournament opens at Principal Park in Des Moines today with a couple of first-round games in Class 1A. The opener at 10:30 finds top-ranked Martinsdale St. Mary's facing number 8 seed Kingsley Pearson. The second game pits 4th-seeded South Winneshiek against number 7 seed Don Bosco. Iowa Cubs general manager Sam Burnaby says all ticket sales will be for reserved seats, and there's a limit of around 2,000 fans per game.
There are no cash sales. Everything is credit card. We're only offering credit card sales at both the concession stands and the ticket windows. Make sure that you plan appropriately. But there'll be windows open, and as long as there's tickets available, we'll sell them at the windows for anybody that walks up.
Tickets go on sale online as soon as the pairings were announced. There'll not be advanced sales for the semifinal round or the championship games.
We won't have the sessions listed until we know for sure who's in the session, I guess. So it'll be, even as the tournament moves on, there'll be a couple of days separation up until the end of the weekend or end of the week where you're into the semifinals and finals, and then there'll only be a day. But we won't list a session until we know who's in it.
Again, the 1A opening round will conclude tomorrow with two more games. Second seed Remsen St. Mary's plays Burlington Notre Dame. Third seed Council Bluffs St. Albert will take on 6th-seeded and defending champion Mason City Newman. That game at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The 2A, 3A, and 4A brackets have been released as well. The 2A quarterfinals will be on Monday. Van Meter will play Trainer at 10:30. At 1:30, Mid Prairie will play West Lyon. At 4:30, North Lynn plays Durant, and at 7:30, Dyke New Hartford faces Des Moines Christian. Tuesday's 3A quarterfinals have Norwalk facing Clear Creek Amana at 10:30, Sergeant Bluff Luton against Marion at 1:30, Dallas Center Grimes playing Benton Community at 4:30, and ADM facing Gilbert at 7:30. The 4A quarterfinals will be on Wednesday of next week, with Urbandale playing Waukee at 10:30, Johnston facing Cedar Falls at 1:30, Dubuque Hempstead against Iowa City High at 4:30, and Ankeny facing Pleasant Valley at 7:30, all at Principal Park. Well, the Field of Dreams movie site in Dyersville will host an unusual baseball game this weekend, pitting officers from the police departments in Chicago and New York City against one another. The field's operations manager, Roman Weinberg, says Saturday's match is part of First Responders Appreciation Day.
With everything that's going on this year, we feel that more than ever, we need to tip our cap and show our appreciation and gratitude to our first responders. The definition of first responder is broadening, it seems, on a daily basis for all of those that are contributing in some way and keeping us all safe here.
The day will be filled with events, including a silent auction with Field of Dreams and sports memorabilia, kids' activities, and the baseball game at 4 p.m., followed by some live music. During the afternoon, there will be 3 baseball-related skills events.
We're going to have 20 people competing in each contest, a precision pitch contest. So that way, get to test out your arm on the Field of Dreams. We have essentially a skee ball board, a dizzy bat race, and a home run derby.
The grand prize offers a rare treat for some lucky fan of the 1989 film.
The winner of each competition will advance to the final, which is a Field of Dreams trivia challenge. And that winner will receive a special overnight stay at the Field of Dreams to live like the Kinsellas for a night.
That event is a fundraiser for the Dubuque County Emergency Responder Training Facility, the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, and the New York Police Widows and Children's Fund. The New York and Chicago Police Departments are facing off this weekend, as this summer's Major League game was originally to be between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. The lineup for the August 13th game has since been changed to the Sox versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, the New York Yankees have opened up the Major League Baseball season by defeating the defending World Series champs, thanks in part to a first-inning thunder and a sixth-inning storm. Giancarlo Stanton and newcomer Garrett Cole led the Yanks to a 4-1 rain-shortened win in Washington. Stanton opened the scoring with a 2-run blast in the first inning off of Max Scherzer, who struck out 11 over 5 and a third innings. Cole tossed 1-hit ball over 5 innings and blanked the Nationals after Adam Eaton's solo shot in the first. The Yankees had runners on first and third with one out in the sixth when the game was called. Washington had to begin the season without slugger Juan Soto. The outfielder tested positive for COVID-19 and was put on the injured list hours before game time. The Dodgers began their campaign by scoring 7 times over their final 2 at-bats to thump the Giants 8-1 in Los Angeles. Kike Hernandez was the hitting star for the Dodgers, going 4-for-5 with a 2-run homer and 5 RBIs. Hernandez delivered a 2-run single while Los Angeles scored 5 times in the 7th inning. In other baseball news, Major League Baseball and the Players Union have agreed to expand the playoffs from 10 teams to 16 for the pandemic-delayed season. According to MLB, each of the 16 teams will participate in a best-of-3 first round before heading into a best-of-5 division series. A person familiar with the negotiations says told the Associated Press that MLB agreed to guarantee a postseason pool that would be $50 million if the entire postseason is played. The White Sox have reinstated Yoan Moncada from the injured list. That clears the way for their star third baseman to open the season in the lineup after missing the start of summer camp because he contracted COVID-19. The Cubs have placed left-hander Jose Quintana on the 10-day injured list because of a thumb injury suffered before the start of summer camp. The 31-year-old Quintana wasn't expected to be ready for opening day after cutting himself washing dishes at his home in Miami. The Cardinals have recalled outfielder Austin Dean, right-hander Junior Fernandez, catcher Andrew Kinzer, and infielder Edmundo Sosa on Thursday as they finalize their roster for opening day against the Pirates at Busch Stadium. St. Louis also announced the right-hander Cody Whitley made the initial 30-man roster for the start of this coming season. The 111th Drake Relays has officially been postponed to April 2021. Drake Relays officials announced Thursday that the 2020 relays were canceled due to Iowa's ongoing COVID-19 outbreak. Blake Bolden, the Franklin P. Johnson director of the Drake Relays, said in a news release that the event will be postponed to 2021 to preserve the safety and well-being of competitors, officials, and fans. The Drake Relays Grand Blue Mile and Drake Road Races will be contested virtually in September and October. Drake Relays leadership first announced a delay in the events in March due to the pandemic. Bolden said the entire staff worked diligently to explore every possibility of hosting events in 2020. The process has been challenging and the outcome is not what we desired. However, we have been reassured by the incredible show of support we've received from fans, coaches, and athletes from Iowa, the nation, and around the world. Drake Relays will return to Des Moines April 21st through the 24th of 2021. Organizers said ticket holders will receive an email from the Drake Athletic Ticket Office detailing their ticketing options. Ticket holders may choose by August 17th to donate the value of their tickets as a tax-deductible donation, forward their tickets to the 2021 Drake Relays, or to request a refund. After a breakout freshman campaign, Iowa State running back Breece Hall is looking for even more success as a sophomore. The native of Wichita burst onto the scene with 132 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns in a Week 6 win at West Virginia. He ended up leading the Cyclones in rushing with 897 yards in being named a freshman All-American.
Maybe one of the most gifted true running backs that I've had the opportunity to be around. And, you know, he's got some very similar qualities in terms of a skill set of David Montgomery and the Kareem Hunts. And I think what allowed Breece to take a huge step forward is just maturity.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who says Hall is not satisfied with last year's performance.
You know, I think one of the things I was really proud of, his off-the-field habits this winter and really the shape that he's come back in and really the mentality that he's approached. You know, quite honestly, this summer, you can tell he's driven to take the next step.
Cyclone quarterback Brock Purdy says Hall was a game changer for the offense.
Just gave us that extra firepower from the offense that we needed. I felt like there was a lot of pressure as far as, all right, Brock's got to throw almost every time to, make a big play. But being able to hand the ball off and, just trusting Breece to make plays was awesome for me, for the O-line, for the offense as a whole, and for the team.
Purdy says he expects Hall to be even better this season. The NFL team, formerly known as the Redskins, will go by the Washington Football Team for the 2020 season. The temporary name gives the organization time to choose a new moniker. Washington will keep its burgundy and gold colors and replace the Indian head logo on helmets with a player's jersey number. Owner Dan Snyder recently dropped the Redskins name amid pressure from sponsors and after decades of criticism from Native American advocacy groups. Denny Hamlin was the winner of a crash-filled race at Kansas Motor Speedway, giving him 5 NASCAR Cup victories already this season. Hamlin avoided 2 major wrecks and later passed Kevin Harvick in the closing laps before holding off Brad Keselowski. Joey Logano, Jimmy Johnson, and Ryan Newman were among the drivers to wreck. Martin Truex Jr. came across third. Harvick wound up sliding to fourth, and Eric Jones rounded out the top 5 to cap a banner night for Joe Gibbs Racing. JGR made all the right calls during a crash-filled final stage to win in front of empty grandstands. And the NHL's newest team finally has a name, the Seattle Kraken. The expansion franchise unveiled its nickname Thursday, ending 19 months of speculation about whether the team might lean traditional or go eccentric with the name for the league's 32nd team. Seattle bypassed options like Sockeyes, Evergreens, or Metropolitans, the last of which would have been a nod to Seattle's hockey history. The primary logo is a tentacle shaped into an S in the style of the old Seattle Metropolitans jersey and logo. The Metropolitans were the first American team to win the Stanley Cup in 1917. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.